This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stefan with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, focusing on the this dating thing. Has gotten a number of comments. We were talking earlier about dating and the story that's at DougStefan.com is trending. The average person spends 5 years and $20,000 dating before deciding that you are the one. Think about that. 5 years,
yeah,
the average.
Really, do they really decide you're the one, or are they just like, dude, I can't spend any more money.
Right, I'm giving up.
This one's just got to do.
Yeah. I give up.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cash.
Give it up. Yeah. All right.
You know, I mean, that's a down payment on a house.
It is. Depending on what neighborhood
you
live in.
Or where you live.
Can't get in my neighborhood, but maybe in your neighborhood.
It only took two years for my wife.
Yeah. Really?
But actually, it's been 17 years. I don't think she knows I'm the one yet.
Really? She's still looking around?
I could be. Shopping, really? You know. Huh. He's okay for now.
Huh.
Truly, when I say this, if she does not know what a great man she has, and this is really from my heart, I'm not even messing with you, then she's the fool, Richie, because you're a good husband.
Thank you, but I
he
just...
He really is.
She's got to be able to do better than me.
Yeah, well, that's
I
think
at some point she'll realize
the question
that.
Is you're dedicated and wonderful, and that's
see,
good.
That's the problem with you.
Do better? Oh, hell.
You don't have, that is your problem. You're going to get me into now the zone that you don't want me to go into, because it is your, that is your problem. You
that?
Are a very good human being.
He's
but
awesome.
You have this
Stop.
Need to create something about you that isn't really you.
No,
that's
no,
you.
No.
You want to be somebody other than who you are, which is a really good, decent, honorable, strong, intelligent human being, but you think you need to be to satisfy whatever it is that's out there that you don't need to be. Thank you, Dr. Stefan.
What do I think?
I know.
What do you think I think I need
I
to be?
I think you need to be a real, you need people to establish who think you're a real man. You are a real man. You have your foibles. You have
Ooh.
Your distractions. You have your wonderment.
Uh-huh.
You have your intelligence.
When's this going to start costing me money?
Well, if it hasn't already.
What is this money that you spent?
Okay. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump.
I actually prefer psychoanalysis.
You really? Go ahead and psychoanalyze you, too?
Oh, I'm so easy. I've already got mine. I'm a people pleaser. I have a hard time setting boundaries.
Right,
give me a break. I've been there and done that.
I gave you
that.
He's totally a people pleaser.
Okay, so Donald Trump's butler has been all over the media, news media, and well, this is very interesting. This guy's 74 years old, been with Donald Trump for 40 some odd years, and he knows him cold.
Yeah,
so
Butler
do you
would
think?
Know.
Well, this is the thing that I think people ought to be aware of. He's a pawn in the plan to have more people convinced that Donald Trump is A-okay. You think that if this guy wanted to keep his job, he's going to go out and talk about Donald Trump in a negative way?
But think about this. In this day and age, when everybody can sell a book and get their 15 minutes of fame, if this guy had shocking bombshells and revelations,
right.
they'd be parading his butt all
Absolutely.
Over every newscast, and
yeah.
he'd have a book deal, and he would be able to bring down Donald Trump, because that's the flavor of what to do in
right.
the media. So I think if did he have something nice to say or something bad to say?
Right. He talks about his hair, how he likes his steak, what it's like at the mansion down in Palm Beach. all that stuff. He likes to spend time in khakis.
One of the nicest, most generous men that I've ever known in my life.
He'll go off.
He'll scream at you. He'll just stand in the corner seething, but he's already forgotten it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this guy is my dad. This is why I love Donald
Trump.
His pet peeves include people being late, sloppiness. His suit has to be pristine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I can imagine he's not.
And cheeseburgers. He loves cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard he likes fast food. They were talking to him about going to KFC.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when he's on the road, he must have stopped at a fast food joint. Yeah.
Don't forget the ketchup. If it's vegetables, he doesn't want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
He's a red-blooded meat-eating American.
Wow, that's not red. I mean, eating meat is not going to give you red blood. Eating vegetables is going to give you red blood. But anyway, he is, I'm looking at this, is a whole long interview. It was published. There's been video versions of it and printed versions of it. He's a guy that knows Donald Trump, has been around him with his wives, been around all the houses that he's lived in. And so, you know, there's nothing shocking here. It's just interesting if you like to gossip. That's all it is.
You know, the thing that they always say that Trump will struggle with is his ability to convert women into voters.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were advising, which I like to pretend, not just the candidates I'm going to vote for, but like I pretend, hey, if I were Hillary Clinton's advisor or Bernie Sanders' advisor, I would do this because I think it's a fun game to play.
Yeah.
If I were a Trump advisor, I would tell him if he makes it into the general election and he has to go up against Hillary Clinton, he needs to promote the heck out of his family because his family is where it's at, and that's how you bring in women voters. His family is so together, so well-spoken, smart. There's not a lot of garbage out about him. I mean, that would be the way to bring in people.
The butler says he recalls when Barron, Trump's, youngest son, was 2.5 years old, and he took him his breakfast. He said he was sitting in his high chair, and he looked at me, and he said, "Tony, sit down. We need to talk." Because he says he brought his kids up to be adults, and they're all good kids.
They grow up sooner than they need to.
I think, Jen, I want to get your read on this. The new poll out today by Rock the Vote, which I don't give a whole lot of credibility to, but they basically questioned 1,500 people under the age of 35. Poll. Yeah, no, they're definitely biased.
But
Clinton crushes Trump in every single category.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring it up because there are probably, I don't know, I actually got into a big argument on my local show with my co-host because I called these garbage polls because a lot of the polling has been inaccurate this cycle.
Very inaccurate.
Like, they can't get a read on anything to save their lives. But I've seen multiple polls that, I mean, in every single one, Trump never beats Hillary Clinton. Rubio beats Hillary Clinton.
Cruz
beats Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And so, okay, if that's what the poll says, fine. But if Marco Rubio can only win Puerto Rico and D.C., I think he's got,
polls are a waste of time.
Right. Well, and it also tells you that I think there's, I don't know if there's a fixed job in, but it really does seem like
there's a fixed job in the part of the media, for God's sake, the news media?
I think that Ted Cruz is a great candidate, and don't forget Cruz, please don't. I think he's a good candidate. He's a constitutionalist. I like a lot of what he stands for, but you put him on a stage with Hillary Clinton, she will make him look like a bully, and she'll call
him
too religious.
Right.
And when in a general election,
you have
to get to the center, and he just doesn't have a chance. And Rubio, I mean, my God, he's on life
Hillary,
for his political career.
Jennifer, you said one thing. Let's add to it. There are two things, well, maybe three, that win Trump the election. One, put his family out there and show him being who he is. There's no phony fooling the public with that stuff. Number two, calm down, and he's been doing that. Get away from all that
when
negative
he's
stuff.
He's not being attacked by the people on the stage with him. I mean, I think the fact that his own party is attacking him is bothersome, and then he just is like a wild animal with something in his paw, and he starts... But when he just talks about Hillary, he's very calm and measured. It's weird.
Well, because they like each other. But it's going to be a tough road to hoe when you're in this circumstance where you have to put yourself first and forget about the other people. Very hard for some to do. I think the third thing in this is that he just keeps going with what it is that has the ire, the dander of the public. This country is in such terrible shape, and we are so sick of, frankly, not being the watchdogs that we're supposed to. It's our job. Constitutionally, it's the citizenry that's supposed to keep their eye on what's going on. But we haven't, because we've allowed them to take civics out of school.
Yeah, but
we've allowed them to do all kinds of things that steer us away from what we're supposed to be about. And so that's why people are so angry. So if he keeps tapping into, and he keeps saying, we'll fix this, we'll fix this, we'll fix this, we'll fix that.
That's easy for you to say, old white man.
I am an old white man. Whatever.
But if you look at this poll, let me see. If you look at Hispanics, it's 4-1 Hillary over Trump, 61% to 14%. Asian Americans, 5-1, 60-11%. African Americans, 13-1, 67-5%. So they might not think, and even with white voters, it's 45-26.
See, I think, but you have to look at, you have to consider the source of the polling, and you have to see the impact that Bernie Sanders has had on young people. Young people's first choice is not Hillary Clinton. Tells me that maybe while they think she might be their second choice, there's room to wiggle. And the way you do that is you say, a Clinton, we've had this brand before. She's had her chance, and things are still the way they are. Why didn't she fix it when she had the opportunity? And you could really play off of that. I don't know. If I were telling Trump, that's another thing to play on.
All right, food for thought here on Good Day. It's 18 past the hour.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Each wicker basket comes with a fabric liner and the design you choose. Then it's filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny, all for just $19.99. Plus, you can have a name embroidered on it for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally embroidered, all for just $19.99. And your personalized basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 0100. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 0100. Personalcreations.com. 0100.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, every day we feature a different video, and often there is audio. Sometimes the audio is just as good as the video, but in this circumstance, and many of them where I say the audio is just as good as the video, it stirs people to go. It's kind of like when I do an interview with somebody that lasts on the air maybe 5-6 minutes, and I tell you to go listen to the rest of the interview at DougSteffen.com in the archives. Well, this is sort of what happens when you're playing music, and yet there's more to it. There's a video. Was the video creation, music video, before MTV, or was it created by MTV or for MTV?
Created at the time of MTV, right, Rick?
Well, no, I mean, there were videos before MTV, a good decade before MTV, but they're the ones who really kind of made a rock star.
Right.
I mean,
and like movie quality almost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I remember Stories. Watching Wolfman Jack in the late 70s, early 80s, and they had kind of one-off videos for bands.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, our video of the day today is from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. This is one of the greatest singing groups. You can say what you want about the Mormons and the Church of Latter-day Saints and all that stuff, but this choir has been superb since its very beginnings. 300 members of this choir, and here they combine with over 1,000 other voices around the world for an amazing version. If you've never heard from Handel the Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus, listen to this. Better yet, go to DougSteffen.com and watch it. Crank it up.
This is
religious music when I find religion itself to be anathema. And I will tell you, not that I haven't sort of tried to explain it before, and I don't know that I have to explain myself, it's just the way I feel. The best part of my upgrowing, my upbringing, growing up with the music around me in church and in school, it sort of, I don't know whether it helped to frame my existence, find what I liked, and maybe something, I don't know, it's hard for me to explain, but I will tell you that I would go 1,000 miles to see a good version of the Messiah. And I have, actually. My daughter and I have performed in these together. She used to bring me as a Christmas present to performances of this. There's just something about it that is so glamorous, glorious. It tells the amazing story, whether you believe it or not, of what the resurrection is all about. So, yeah. Do I like industrial commercial religion? No. I think it's nonsense.
I think you find God in music, though, don't you?
Absolutely. God is everywhere.
Oh, yeah. This music. Hendrix.
Right.
Music is religion to me.
Absolutely, Richie. That's a great way of putting it. Yep. It's a great way of finding yourself and finding what you believe to be God. So check out our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2 volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at craftsman.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sounds pretty normal, does it not?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better today.
Under the circumstances.
You've been doing some moving, right? Kicking up some dust?
Yeah, lots of dust. Lots of dust. Lots of dust mentally,
yeah,
emotionally,
right?
You name it. There's dust flying everywhere. Speaking of emotions, Ron Goldman's family is not appreciative of the People versus O.J. Simpson, the television show on FX. Goldman's father, Fred, Ron Goldman's relative. So we're talking about his father, Fred, who's probably been the most visible over the years of all of the family.
Fred and the sister, too.
Yeah, the sister. Yeah. Steve Harvey discussing the series. Kim Goldman says the show feels like pouring salt on an open wound. She says, I don't know what the probative value of the show is. It's everywhere all over again, and people are tracking it, and they're thinking about it, and talking about the murders. And so, what's the point? Well, the point is that television is there to make money. They tell stories, and a lot of people are not happy with a lot of the things that go on television, but that isn't going to keep them from doing it because there's an audience. Obviously, there's an audience. It's the best thing FX has had on it for years in terms of results and ratings.
I ask you guys a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this the first, because, my lifetime is about, prime time for me was O.J.
Yeah.
Is this the first time a murder was glamorized like this on TV? I'm trying to remember. I think the Menendez brothers were glamorized, and they came before O.J. or after?
Glamorized, you mean by making it a big production?
Sensationalized.
Were that, if I'm remembering correctly, Richard, you can check it, but I believe the Menendez brothers were 1986.
Yeah, somewhere right around there.
They were not in the 80s. They were definitely in the 90s. I remember Menendez. Yeah. I know they were in the 90s because my...
It's 96. There's a 6 somewhere in there, I think.
There's a 6. I see a
somewhere
6.
There's a 6, yeah. Yeah. So, all right, we'll see what the... So, the Menendez brothers and all the... For those who don't remember, the Menendez brothers killed their parents.
Oh, it happened in 89, but maybe they went to trial in the early 90s.
You ready for
I remember
the...
my friend had a crush on them.
The 10 most televised murder trials?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. The 11 most murderized. Ted Bundy. Bundy, number one.
Yeah.
William Kennedy Smith, 1991, number two.
Not a little worm.
Jeffrey Dahmer, 1992, number three. Number four, the officers who assaulted Rodney King. Number five, Lyle and Eric Menendez, 1993. Number six, O.J. Simpson, number 1995. Number seven, Phil Spector, 2007 and 9. Number eight, Lindsay Lohan. This is just trials. Number nine, Casey Anthony, 2011.
Sure.
Number 10, Dr. Conrad Murray, 2011. And
Michael Jackson's doctor.
Yep.
Number 11, Jodi Arias, 2013.
That's a movie. Yeah. Isn't there being a movie being made about her, I think, now?
So Ted Bundy's the only one from the late 70s. Everything else is 90s and 2000s, Jen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's television and pop culture. Because what happened around late 80s and early 90s? Do you guys remember?
Late 80s and early 90s.
What was the invention? It was called Court TV.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah.
Court TV came out and they started televising all of these trials.
Yeah.
And I think Court TV was more impactful than even the 24-hour news cycle, because we weren't at the 24-hour news cycle back at that point. It was just about rolling out
channels.
Made Nancy
Grace a star.
Right.
And it's about the only way you would have made somebody like that a star. Oof.
Yep.
All right. Center for Immigration Studies report this week. Data from ICE. Senate Judiciary Committee having hearings on immigration problems. Committee not releasing the names of information. These names, listen to this. Wait till you get a load of this. There are... I had the graph in front of me, and I just did. I love this. I got a graph in front of me, and I hit my wand?
It's called a mouse.
My mouse.
Use cursor, right?
All right, so let me tell you what I remember. Here's what I remember. There were, of the 138 murder cases in California, 124 are illegal immigrants. And they were released from jail, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. The criminal aliens released by ICE, who had been convicted of all kinds of crimes, responsible for crime sprees in American communities from coast to coast, ICE takes them out of jail and deports them. So they just go back to their country. And then they figure out ways to come back to this country, and they're free.
Look at the
change their identity, do all kinds of things.
Yeah, the guy that killed Kate Steinle had been doing that. He was deported like four times.
Oh, wrong one.
Nice going, Richard.
Ice, baby.
Ice, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You think they kind of say this in their head when they're walking around collecting illegal aliens?
I would, probably. You mean like they have a theme song when they
go
on a bus?
Yeah, you know they have a theme song. Right. I turn off the light
and I blow. Just checked out. He's like, no.
All right, I'm reading a study on Q-tips now. I've moved on, Richie.
Clean ones or dirty ones?
If a Q-tip is part of your shower routine, you might be using the cotton swab to clean out the wax from your ear canal.
Right.
And you know how good it feels? I did it this morning. What a satisfying feeling.
Ew.
No, it's great.
When you get something, you mean?
But it feels good to stick something in your ear.
Ew.
This cleaning ritual is counterproductive. Could we move on now? Thank you. And possibly dangerous. You might see some residue on the swab. You're probably pushing wax further into your ear canal.
Yeah.
That's what they say, but I don't buy it.
I don't either.
I think it feels good. I think it's fun to see something when you pull out that.
Oh, it's lots of fun.
Yeah.
How often do you do that?
Keep it.
Put it in your museum. Body.
Keep it at the end of the week. Compare which day was the best day.
There you go.
Wow, Wednesday.
And I get so amazed by the fact that one of my ears always like has more gunk, but it's never the same one. It's like
more gunk.
Mine
is the right ear. Has more gunk than the left ear.
You're right ear dominant, apparently.
Apparently, yes. All right, Jennifer loves to talk about food. Richie loves to talk about food.
And
I love
wax.
To talk about food. So it's time now for us to visit the What's Cooking portion of the Good Day program. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, this lady.
Has
so out of touch.
Shared her breakfast smoothie recipe includes an herb called moon dust, which is good for your old woola 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 hunga bunga lunga.
For your moon, if you catch my drift.
And a daily smoothie following Gwyneth's recipe only cost you $223.
A smoothie, just FYI.
Wow.
It's one smoothie. Let's see here. She's on her own website sharing this. She said to have one every morning. You'll be detoxifying yourself.
But she says here,
big.
And Vanity Fair, no, my smoothies don't cost $200 each.
Really? Well, if you go to Goop, Richie.
They're not cheap, she says.
OOP, go to Goop, and you will see something counter to that. Meanwhile, in other food news, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, another story. Oh, boy.
What?
They're making the bee disappear at Honey
Nut Cheerios. The mascot's going away. Yes.
Oh, by the way?
They're making a statement, Rich, about the bees disappearing.
They say $10.52 for the smoothies.
So where the Goop site says $223.
And the story out today said that, too. Who knows? But here's the thing. Can we go talk about the bee now?
Honey Nut Cheerios had a bee, and it's going away.
The cute little bee mascot. Well, now it's just a silhouette of the bee because they're making a political statement about how bees are disappearing from the environment. Here's why this team.
Are these GMO?
Yes! I don't know. Cheerios has got to use. We have to look because I don't want to throw out allegations. But cereal is like one of the top offenders of genetically modified junk that we're eating. And the reason the bees are disappearing, you dummies at Cheerios, is because
they have
so screwed up the seeds that there's nothing left to pollinate.
Let me see.
Sorry.
No, but it's
that makes me crazy.
Yeah. It is. It shows you how these people can get away with stuff because the average person doesn't know and still isn't thinking about this.
Well, everybody is just, you know, so busy trying to make a political statement. It's like, let's think through this. Let's just have some common sense. Come on.
It says, let me see, under 2014, under pressure from consumers, we'll stop using genetically modified ingredients.
Cheerios?
Original Cheerios.
Oh, but who makes Cheerios? Kellogg?
Make Cheerios have never contained any genetically modified organisms. The company did make changes to its sourcing for cane sugar and beet sugar.
All right, time for food for thought here on Good Day. What is the worst food combination you can think of?
Hamburgers. 7-Eleven at 3 o'clock in the morning on your way home from Georgetown.
And mint chip ice cream.
Hamburgers and whipped cream.
That's pretty gross.
That is pretty gross.
I'd do that.
Chris, you want to try?
Yeah, I'd do that. I'm not a big whipped cream fan, but that doesn't gross me out.
That's the problem.
Tuna fish and ice cream, that's pretty gross.
Ugh. Tuna fish and ice cream. That is gross. But just think about it.
Sardines and ice cream.
Oh, sardines are just awful no matter what. Ah, the smell.
A lot of oils.
You
should eat them, though.
But at what cost?
A cat? Who eats sardines but a cat?
My father used to eat them out of the can.
My mother-in-law does. It's
driving me nuts. Yeah. Your mother-in-law eats them out of the can?
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Is that something older people do? And it's not bad? Can you even get sardines in a can anymore?
You know, yes, you can.
Really?
The first time I went to Colombia and they ate the whole fish, you know, I'm typical American. I like seeing my food come out of a saran-wrapped styrofoam package from the grocery store, already cut and clean for me. And you go to Colombia, and here's the whole fish, and they eat the eyeballs.
Ah.
They eat everything. There's nothing left but the bone.
Have you ever eaten a fish eyeball, Rich?
I've never eaten one. My wife has. I've watched her.
Can we change the subject for a minute, please? Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Wants to be the next trendy health food.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Not the obvious choice for a nutritious snack,
but
Nestle wants to change that. Hot Pockets has been aware of this perception for a while. Some of the things that they are reevaluating at Nestle include calories in a Hot Pocket, portion sizes of the Hot Pocket, simplifying the ingredients in the Hot Pocket, and how good it tastes. There's a lot of science going on.
Have you ever had a Hot Pocket, Dougie?
I have not.
Really?
Am I missing? Well, they're all meat, aren't they?
Not all of them.
It's basically melted.
I have one for spinach and cheese or something.
Melted,
like that.
Molten hot cheese inside of a dough pocket with some kind of other ingredient in it.
The only one I like is pepperoni pizza, and I usually buy the light one, and it's about 250 calories.
But we got to be full of preservatives, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course. But the bummer about Hot Pockets is, you know, you take them out of the plastic wrapper and then you put them in that little crisping sleeve, which, come on, let's be honest, it's not a, it doesn't really work.
Sure.
And then the stuff goops out the side because it gets too hot. It, like, explodes out the side. And then all your filling's in the microwave and not in your tummy.
Huh. Oh, look, they're going to have a whole grain crust.
There
and
you
that's not healthy.
Whole grain cut.
I love how people slap whole grain on. They're like, that'll help them. Ignore the pepperoni and the cheese.
Is there still a recall on DiGiorno's Lean Cuisine and Stouffer products because Nestle somehow or other got it messed up in the factory? You know, last Friday, I believe there was a recall that was instituted on DiGiorno pizza, Lean Cuisine frozen dinners, and all of Stouffer's bread, because they all come out of the same place.
Glass pieces.
The glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's still out there. So if you got some, bring them back to the store and get your money back. Sounds like a guarantee for a product. We advertise here on the Good Day program, 47 past the hour on Good Day.
Know how. Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
Measure twice, cut once. Words to live by. Whether you're framing a house or getting a pair of Red Wing work boots. That's why at a Red Wing shoe store, we take the time to precisely measure your feet. Both feet. And not just the length and width either. We use the latest digital tools to measure your arch and even your pressure points for a truly custom fit. It's our way of making sure your boots fit your feet as well as your job. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
As Flint residents continue to face lead contamination in their drinking water, we are forced to think about what may be on our own. While it may appear clean, tap water could contain contaminants such as lead. The makers of Pure Water Filtration Systems have commissioned a study by Environmental Health and Engineering to explore the impact of our nation's aging infrastructure on drinking water. According to Dr. Ted Myatt, a microbiologist with EH&E,
it's important to think about the journey your water takes from source to glass. Once it leaves the water treatment facility, it may be recontaminated with elements like lead, mercury, or pesticides, which can't be seen or tasted. The best defense is to use a certified faucet mount water filter.
These systems are easy, affordable, and ensure your water is safe. Pure faucet water filters are NSF certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99.9% of lead at levels up to 150 parts per billion. Filters last up to 100 gallons of water and should be replaced when the filter light indicator flashes red. For more information, visit pure.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. That website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
listen to this music. We do the rumba, or what is this?
This one is called Sprinkle the Hip Hop, sir.
Rumba dumba. Oh, this is
hip hop. Hip hop.
La 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 la. Yeah. 51 after. This is a good day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Will 3D printing be a common thing in 15 years? The answer to that and other updates in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, here's some interesting news. I have found that there is a team working at Texas A&M that's created a wearable prototype that reads hand and finger movements in order to translate sign language into English. In other words, somebody can put on a band that is this prototype, and as you move your hands and are signing, it can translate what it is you're saying to a laptop. Man, what the mind can do, right? Question, will 3D printing be a common thing in the next 15 years? We all know about the phenomenon that is 3D printing, the 3D printers that have been making all kinds of things. Well, now they're being used in the textile industry, healthcare industry, food industry. The price of these things is way down. There are 150,000 3D printers that will be made and shipped this year. In 15 years, it'll be as common as having a regular printer in your office or your home. I've got two or three of them in my office. How about you? Can you imagine what we can do with a 3D printer? I'll be able to make parts for my tractors on them. Woo-hee! Americans and chip-based cards. I wish Richie were here to talk about this. We've been talking about this for about a year, how Europe has had it with their credit cards for a long time. We're just introducing it here. I was in three places the other day, including a Home Depot and a Staples store, and it said on the card reader that the chip card reader is broken. So you can't use it. The way that if you look at the machine, you slide, the old traditional way is to slide the magnetic stripe along the side. If you got a chip card, you put it in underneath. And they were, without fail, all of them were broken. Lots of Americans surveyed said they didn't know even yet about chip and PIN payment cards. Banks and retailers are implementing them to fight fraud, but apparently they aren't working as well as they would like to have them work. I found something that I thought you would find fascinating. Some of the worst predictions that have been made about the future of technology. Making predictions is sometimes a dicey business. Here's one. In 1876, Americans have no need for a telephone. We have plenty of messenger boys. Okay. 1903, the horse is here to stay, but the automobile is a novelty. That's the guy at the bank telling Henry Ford not to invest too much money in his car company. 1946, television won't be able to hold on to any market it captures after the first 6 months. People will be staring at a plywood box every night. How's that working for you? I don't see any more plywood. I see these flat screens all over the wall. Whatever you hear predicted about technology, I think you'd find that foolish at this point. Anything's possible. 59 past the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.